5 from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. More new trash trucks are entering service this morning in Houston. The 16 new trucks that went out today will keep the white paint job until they can be repainted in the city's traditional blue. Mayor John Whitmire proclaimed more needs to be done by picking up more and heavier trash, though. He says they're contracting with outside vendors to help with the heavy trash pickup. More than $13.5 million was spent to buy 31 trucks that are entering service. 19 trucks are still on order. Meanwhile, Fort Bend County commissioners have approved a new voting precinct map after months of debate over what's considered a rare round of redistricting. The new map passed on 3-2 party lines, with Republican members of the commissioner's court voting in favor of it. It moves several rural parts of Fort Bend County from Democratic precincts into Republican-leaning precincts. It also creates an even split between majority Democrat and majority Republican commissioner precincts. We'll have more on this story later today here on News 88.7. Among the 20 surviving hostages recently freed by Hamas is 25-year-old Israeli Eitan Moore. News 88.7's Andrew Schneider spoke with a Houstonian cousin of Moore's who was in Israel for his release.
Eitan Moore was reunited with his parents at an Israel Defense Forces base at around 8 a.m. Israel daylight time Monday morning after more than 2 years in Hamas captivity. Alan Kellerman of Houston is a first cousin of Moore's grandparents.
He looks happy, although like a closer look, of course, he looked very glazed over and a bit disoriented, of course, all of which is really understandable given, you know, his 2 years in hell.
Moore was a security guard at the Nova Music Festival on October 7th, 2023. He returned to the concert several times to save people before being taken hostage. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
78 degrees right now here on the UH campus. We're set up for a high of 89 later this afternoon. For more news, head to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News.